by Isurai. Negei Tilchas Maisrois, now there's a difference. Divir Rabbi Gamliel. This is what Rabbi Gamliel holds. Now Negei to Maisr, he's murdered the Esri tree, is Daimati Rokas. That what year is a call for Maisr? You go Bos Lashash to Kita when you're picking it off. So Rashi, She Bishash Lekitosi Isurai. Shim Chonak Bishonashniya. Let's say the second year of Shemitah, that's when it started to blossom, the Esrogim. Shemaisro Seho, Maisro Rishon, Maisro Sheni. Now the way it goes is, the first year after Shemitah, and the second year, there's Maisro Rishon, then Maisro Sheni. The third year, there's no Maisro Sheni, it becomes into being Maisoni. So it's not Nafgamina, if you pick off this vegetable, at the beginning of the third year, Negeh Tilchas Maisris, what do you have to give? Do you have to give Maisro Sheni, or do you have to give Maisroni? So in Esrog, you go Bos L'Shas L'Kita, even though the Esrog blossoms in the second year. But if you wait to pick it off first in the third year, you don't have to give Maisro Sheni, just Maisro Oni. Drashi V'Nilkat B'Shlishis, L'Shmita, Shemaisro Seo, Maisro Rishon, Maisro Oni, is Mesasa Kedin Maisro Shlishis. Our Esrog tree goes after Shas L'Kita when you pick it off the tree, and therefore it has a locha of Maisro Oni. V'Ilu Shar Rilonis, Mashekin all other trees, Shechonto Peruseyim Bishniya. Let's say the fruits blossom on the second year. Venilkatu Bishlishis, and you waited, you didn't pick it off the tree until the beginning of the third year. Misasrin Kedin Shniya. All other fruits have the loch, you go Bosachanoto, and therefore that's the year of Meiser. So since the blossom the second year, well then you have to give Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. You don't give Meiser Roni, even though you're picking it off on the third year, but you go after Chanoto when the fruit blossoms. Now, Linyan Maiser Hushvu Esrig Liyerik. Now, the Esrig tree has the same malacha like a Yerik, Nageta Maiseris, and not like Sharilonis. The Maiser Pei, the reason is why, Rashi says, the Maiser Peris Ilon Vyirokas Rabbonin. They have to be give off Trumas and Maiseris, or fruits, or no vegetables, it's only Midrabbonin. Or Maiser Gurman Vyikr of Yeraisa. Because Midrabbonin is only in the Chameshas Aminim, and on Yain and Shemin. That's all. That's Midrabbonin. Only on the wheats, and the yayin, or grapes, and on olives. Well, the Gorim V'yikav Yafinim Rosh Hashanah. Misaser Acher Hashanah Sheviyu Shlish Mikroi. There we learn on Medirais, he goes boss like when it grew a third. The Yasamchu Rabbon and Maiseh Devreyim HaGorim V'yikav, that Ma Gorim V'yikav Yuchodim Shekdilu Maroiv Mayim. Just like regular wheat, it grows on rainwater. Dainu Megishamim, or Misasun the Shana Shovra, you go boss to the Maiser the year that it was grown, not the year you pick it off. Is Av Kol Agdila Marev Mayim, more than any other fruit tree, but going Peris Elon, Misasun the Shana Shovra. Since regular fruit tree grows upon rainwater, you don't have to water it, you go after the year that it was grown. Yotsu Yurokas, Machaikain vegetables, Shegdila Makol Mayim. Vegetables you have to water. It's not enough to rainwater, you have to go and water the vegetables. Therefore, the Rabbanu made like a new simon to say these are different. Here you go, Bos Lakita, the time you pick it off the ground. The Esrog Nami, now an Esrog tree is the same thing. Godol HaKol Mayim Kierik. An Esrog tree also, you have to water it. It can't grow by itself just from the rainwater. So since you have to water it, the Rabbanu gave it a din like Yerik to say the Maestris goes after the time you pick it off the tree. So if you pick it off the tree at the beginning of the third year, it has a locha for Maiseroni. You don't have to give Maiser Sheni, you just have to give Maiser Oni this year. This is Rabbi Gamliel Shita. But even according to Rabbi Gamliel, he only says this Filchas Maiser. Mashenken Filchas Shvius, he's made like we had before, that the Gimel Drochim is done to regular Elon. So the Esrog tree, and again, Filchas Shvius, you go after Chanota. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, our halach is shver. Why do we say here the Esrog on the Sukkis at the beginning of the seventh year has Kedusha Shvius, since it grew the sixth year, the Chanot, it blossomed the sixth year, it shouldn't have Kedusha. It's a sixth year period, we should not have any Kedusha. So according to Rav Gamliel, for sure it's Shvir. Vayter Reb Lezer says, Esrig Shovel Elon L'chol Dover. It's also Shvir. Reb Lezer says, no, an Esrig tree is Doima toward Elon for everything. In other words, even for Maisris. You don't go after Bishas Lakita when you pick it off the tree, but the Esrog tree is like all other trees. You go Bos Shas Chanota. When the tree started to blossom, that's the year. Whether it's Nageh to Shvius, whether it's Nageh to Maiserishin or Maiseroni, Maisersheni, you go after Shas Chanota. Shrashi L'chol Dover, Af L'Maiserois. So Melech Shver, our Breister before. How does our Breister say that the Esrog if you take it on Sukkot, the beginning of Shemitah, it has Kedusha Shriyas. Why? Since it for sure blossomed during the 6th year, if it blossomed during the 6th year, it shouldn't have any Kedusha Shriyas on it. It should be like a Peirish Shishis. So what's the problem here? You ask when you buy off the Amorites. Don't pay money, it has no Kedusha. What's wrong? So the Gemara answer is, true, these two Tanoim don't hold like that. Habahudi Yomar, he's the Tana of Al Bryce before holds Kihai Tana. He holds like another Tana. There is such a Tana that holds that Esra tree, Nageyat Shvius, you go Bishas Lakita, when you pick it off the tree. The Tana will learn like this. Omar Rabbi Yosi, Av Tumis Heyed Mishum Chamishas Kenim. Rabbi Yosi Av Tumis said over an Edis, in the name of, he heard over from 5 to Kenim, that Esrig Acha Lakita Lamaiter. Esrig goes after Bishas Lakita Filchas Meiser. Whether you picked it off the 3rd year, you only have to give Meiser Roni. If you picked it off the 2nd year, you have to give Meiser Sheni. So the Esrig tree is not like other Rilonis, that you go after Shas Chanota, but you go both to Shas Lakita when you pick it off the tree. This is Nagar to Meisers. Abba Rabbeseinu Nimna Biusha, the Omru, Bein Lamaisa, Bein Lishvias. You know the Rabbeseinu, though, were appointed in Usha, said no. They said, even Vilchus Shvius, also go Bosla Shas Lakita. Because even though the fruit blossomed and grew mostly in the 6th year, but now you waited till after Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of Shemitah year, the 7th year, and now you first picked off the Yesterday off the tree, it has Kedusha Shvius. Because Nageyat is Shvius, you also go Bosla B'Shas Lakita. So the kids said, such a Tana like this. So the Tana of Al Brice before, now Mishnah, goes like this Tana. That the Esrig on the beginning of Sukkot, on the 7th year, has Kedusha Shvius, providing you picked it off the tree after Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Samara says, Shvius man dechashmei. Like, how come the Rebbe Sena spoke about Shvius? The Tanakhama only spoke about Maiser, not about Shvius. So Gemara says, Chasuri mechso, something is missing. V'ochi ketone, this is the way you should learn it. Esroig acha lekito lemaiser. V'acha chanota leshvius. This is the Tanakhama's pshat. This is like we had before from Rabbi Gamliel. Then Esrig tree, you go bos lekita filchus meiser. Filchus meiser, we say, if you picked it off the 3rd year, you only have to give meiser roni, no meiser sheni. Masheki negeit shvius. Then the Esrig tree is doing with all other trees. That you go after b'shas chanota, when the fruit first started to blossom. That's what you go bosa. But Rabbi Seinu Nimna B'Yusha, but the Tanoyim and Usha said like this, B'Yomu, they said, Esrig. Bosa lekito ben lemaisa ben leshvius. You should know the Esrig tree is different even for shvius. Even though for all other fruit trees, the halachas are, it depends, b'shas chanota, when it started to blossom. If it blossomed the 7th year, it has kedusha shvius. If it blossomed the 6th year, it does not have kedusha shvius. The Esrig tree is different. The Esrig tree, even for hilchos shvius, you go bosa leshas lekito. The Esrig was on the tree after Rosh Hashanah. You pick it off now a few days before Sukkot. Now it's Shemitah year, it has Kedusha Shvius. So that's why our Mishnah says, if you buy it off an Amoritz, don't pay him money for it, so that the money should not have Kedusha Shvius, but rather just pay money for the Lulav, because the Lulav does not have Kedusha Shvius, like we said before. Because the Lulav we're talking about is Daima to all other trees, that you go Bosta Shas Chanota. So if you picked off the Lulav, now at the beginning of Shemitah, but when did it blossom? It blossomed before, in the middle of the 6th year. So the Lulav for sure does not have Kedusha Shvius right now at the beginning of the Shemitah. In 15 days, the Lulav doesn't grow. So for sure it blossomed during the 6th year. That's why the Lulav does not have any Kedusha Shvius. It's only the Esrig tree that we say go bos lakita. So that's Chana Mishnah, that when you buy the Lulav and Esrig from a Namor, it's on Shemitah, don't pay for the Esrig, but only pay for the Lulav. Mar says no. Good. So Taima the Lulav bar shishis. Like, why does our mission, the Brisa, say, pay for the Lulav? So it's saying now, because the Lulav does not have any Kedusha Shvius. You know why? Because it's talking about a Lulav that grew during the 6th year. Ha-nichnas l'shvius. True, now with the beginning of Shemitah, we're right after Rosh Hashanah, we're 15 days later by the beginning of Sukkot, but still, the pre was Chanota blossom during the 6th year. That's why the Lulav does not have any Kedusha Shvius on it. It's a Diyuk, Hodesh Shvius, but let's say the next year, like the lulav that grew on Shavuos itself, it blossomed on Shavuos itself, the lochus mashrim, it's kodesh. It has kedusha Shavuos. And when you buy it the next year, you also have to be careful not to buy it from Namoritz and not to give him money. That's what's mashed from here. Like we're saying, the reason why an esrig is okay, because it would blossom during the sixth year. But mashma, the esrig, the lulav, that blossoms during the seventh year, does have kedusha shrius. So most kasher is amai. Why? The klal is eitzim bi'almahu. The eitzim ain't behem mishum kedusha shrius. Wood alone does not have any kedusha shrius. Kedusha shrius is only chal on a peri, something you could eat. Whether it's vegetables, whether it's fruits, it's only on something that you could eat. That's what's chal kedusha shrius. Ma'asheken stam on wood that you can't eat, it's not chal on a kedusha shrius. That's the kash l'chur lulav. You can't eat a lulav. So what's the problem to say the lulav if it grew on the seventh year? There would be a kedusha shrius. Why? It's only eitzim. The Tanaim, we learn like this. Ole kanim, the leaves of a kanim, of the bamboo. The ole gefanim, the weeds, the leaves from the gefen, from the vineyards. Shegobavon. So Rashi says, shekinson liyotzron. You have it in the storehouse. L'choyva. Rashi Chayv means Lasher Machbos. You hid it. Al Pnei Asoda by the fields. Now, look totally Achila. If you picked it up on Manas to eat these things, these leaves, Mashma, you could eat. Some people use it to eat, to give it to animal teeth, and some people use it for wood, like to burn. So it depends what you picked it for. If you picked it, Lachila, Trashilom Eichelvein, if you picked these leaves to give it to feed it to the animal, Yesh Ben Mishum Kedusha Shvias, then these leaves do have Kedusha Shvias on it, because that's the cloud. Anything that's edible, even only for the animal, has kedusha shrius. Ma'ashen kein loch tom liyetzim. Let's say you picked off these leaves just with a mind to use it to burn for fuel, for wood. The loch is then ein behem mishum kedusha shrius. There's no kedusha shrius on something that's just used for wood. So l'chur here, the lulav for sure. No animal eats lulavs. So l'chur, the lulav is only like wood. That's our kasha. Why do you have to say the lulav grew on the sixth year, even if the lulav grew on the seventh year on Shemitah, also it does not have kedusha shrius, because it's not edible. So my answer is, Shani Hosam, I'll tell you there, it's different. The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, Lochem li'ochlo. Lochem dumya di'li'ochlo. That means, the Pasuk says by shrius, the parasol lochem belong to you. So we dash in lochem dumya di'li'ochlo. To you, what does it mean? You have to have enjoyment from it. You have to have enjoyment from these things the same way you have enjoyment as if you eat it. What does that mean? Mi shahanosa yubiyure shava. It's not a cloud, it has to be something you could eat to have kedusha shrius. Even a lulav. Let's say a lulav you could have hanoi, you could use it for a broom. But anything that you have hanoi, enjoyment from it, and the enjoyment and the destruction of it comes together, that has kedusha shrius. That's like fruit. How do you enjoy fruit? By eating it. Now, b'shas you eating it, you're destroying it. So the biura, the destroying of it, and the hanosam come together, that has a kedusha shrius. So it depends like this. Now, yotzu eitzim, ashen kein regular wood, shahanosan acha biurin. That regular wood, you know why burning wood has no kedusha shrius? True, there's some enjoyment from the wood. You could burn the wood, but you don't have enjoyment b'shas you're burning it. It's only after you burnt it, it comes into coals. On the charcoal, that's what you could bake with. So you first have the enjoyment after you burned up the eitzim. That's why eitzim has no kedusha shrius. Ma'ashenki in a lulav. Since the hanoi you have by lulav is used for broom, and while you're cleaning up, you destroy it all, so it gets eaten up, it gets used up then. So v'shas the enjoyment, it gets destroyed. Therefore, broom, like a lulav, would have kedusha shrius. Strashi, shani hosam, kaviat se hasok. It's only wood that you use for burning. On this wood, it doesn't have any kedusha shrius. The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, "Voice of Shabbos, umashmu lachem l'chol tzorcheichem." That whatever has a kedusha shrius has to be to you for your purposes. Uchsiv li'ochla. Then the Pasuk says to be able to eat it. L'meimu to teach us, "Di'ein mutel lehenes mi'peres shrius ela hanoa adem lachilo." Can only have enjoyment from it, something like eating it. That means shehanos of yurishova chloima. The same time it gets destroyed, that's the time you have the enjoyment from it. If you rub some oil on you, but the same way you're destroying the oil, you have an enjoyment from it. When you drink something, if you have lokas haner, or else if you light a candle, if you light just some oil just to have or. So then, b'shas, you're having light, you're like eating up that oil. So that would have kedusha shrius on it. Rosh Nam Yafinon, Shane Shrias Noigala Bepri, Hoimid Lahanois Halolu. Who are then from this pasuk we see Sharif is only chal on something that has this type of an enjoyment. Yeah, so the Okdusha Shvi'is is only chal on something like this type of enjoyment, that the enjoyment and the destruction come together. So Yotza Atzei HaSokeh Shanos Nach Aburin Mishenase Gicholim. First the wood you first burn down to coals, then Oifen Ben, then you bake with it. Avo Lulav Mashek in the Lulav Iker HaNosem Mechabedas Abayis. What kind of Hanos do you have with the Lulav, the palm tree? You could use it for a broom to sweep up the house. Then b'shas you use it to sweep up the house, you're ruining it, you're destroying it also. Therefore, v'domi l'hanois tachila, the broom is like the enjoyment of eating. Now, v'olei kanam l'gafanim kaim l'och l'hochi, hilgach bosom achshob azli. Mashenkin, the leaves of the bamboo, or the reeds, or the leaves of the gafanim, of the grapes, that depends. Some people use it for eating for their animals, then it would have kedusha shvi'is, and some people use it for burning. If you use it for burning purposes, you don't have hanor b'shas you burn it. You only have the hanor later first, after you burnt it. So that's the machlokes before, but it's alei kanin. Mashenkein, regular wood that's aimed for burning has no kedusha shvi'is. Mashenkein, the lulav does have kedusha shvi'is. Therefore, it's good our Mishnah, or the price before, that said that the reason why the lulav is mutter, because the lulav grew on the sixth year. And you're talking now at the beginning of the seventh year. That's why the lulav does not have any kedusha shvi'is. But in Echlami, the next year, that the lulav grew during the seventh year, then even the lulav would have kedusha shvi'is. And when you buy it then, you can't pay money, you can't give money to the Amoritz for the lulav either. Because then the money you give him has kedusha.
I sometimes use wood to moshchem just for light.
Sometimes you use wood just to make a torch out of it.
So lohoyer, you make a torch. In such a case, when you're making a torch for light, when you're burning the wood, they both come together.
Bishash, you have the enjoyment of light, you're destroying the wood. So such a wood should have kedusha shvi'is. So all type of wood should depend. Every wood, why do you say wood, does not have kedusha shvi'is because you use it for burning. To make charcoals out of it, no, maybe you're going to use it for a torch.
And the Gemara, Amarovo, Stam Eitzim Ula Asoka Enoimdim.
Stam Eitzim is Oimit for Asoka, for burning, to make charcoals out of it. So therefore, when Stam, when you cut it down for wood, it does not have kedusha shvi'is on it.
Rashi says, Omeshani Stam Eitzim, Shel Hesik La Asoka Nitnu.
It's given for burning.
Usually you don't use it for a torch.
Even if you pick it off and not use it for a torch, it's like botla daitoy. Since most people use wood for burning purposes, to make charcoal out of it and use it later, so therefore wood, if you're using it for burning, does not have kedusha shvi'is. Even if you want to use it now for a torch, still does not have kedusha shvi'is.
Just a lulav that's not used for burning, it's used to sweep the house with, then you destroy it, b'shas, you have enjoyment, that's why it has kedusha shvi'is.
What's the ikka that we're taking off the lulav altogether with this? What's the ikka that we're taking off? We're not taking it off the
tree, what do you mean?
We're not taking off the leaves to cut to sweep the floor.
Yeah, but since since you could use it for that, right, even though now we're using the lulav for the mitzvah, right, but since you could use it for the broom, therefore it has kedusha shvi'is on it, right. Right, even if you wouldn't use it for broom, right? Since it could be used, it has it. Taita, Omar Rovo, Stam Eitzim Lasoka Enoimdim. Nagmar says, Eitzim Lasoka Tanoihi. That's what you're telling me. Stam wood is Eitzim Lasoka, is a Masoka Tanoihi. So Rashi says like this, V'Eitzim the Yasoka Gufayu, Shehanosen Achab Yurin Tanoihi. This din that you're just telling me now, that wood, like for sure, does not have Kedusha Shvi'is. Since the enjoyment comes after you destroyed it, that's not so poshut. That itself was also machlokes tanoim. As even though we just got from the saying wood, it has no kedusha shvi'is, there's another Tanya that says not like that. The Tanya we learned like this: a moisrin peiris shvi'is loy lemishra. Peiris shvi'is, fruit that grew on shvi'is,
has kedusha. You're only allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to destroy it. You're not allowed to give it leil mishra. You can't give it to a washing place. Trashy. A meisim per shvi'ch leil tech mishra lishrois pishtoin biyayin shal shvi'ch. They used to want to soak their flax in wine. So if you have the grapes that grew on shvi'ch, you're not allowed to use the wine to soak the flax in. For leil lechvusa, same thing as for washing machine. Trashy lishrois begodin biyayin shal shvi'ch. Mashro kvusa nosa nacha b'yurin. Shemishor shasher v'nab godem ha'pishtim b'yayin sho achas nizbayir v'yovad loy v'anosa enu v'at shiyil b'shab godem. They used to use the salt, they used to use wine. So either you could soak the flax, the pishtun, in wine, or else you could soak your clothing and clean it in wine. Now b'shash you put your clothing or the flax in the wine, as soon as you put your clothing in, you're destroying the wine. The wine can't be, you can't use it after that. When do you have enjoyment from it? Not now, you can't use your clothing. It's only after, when your clothing dries out and it's clean, that's the enjoyment you have from it. So here also, the enjoyment comes first later. So that's the first brisa that says that you're not allowed to use the fruits of shvi'ah for washing purposes. Because that's not called you have an enjoyment, b'shas b'urin. Rabbi Yossi says no. Moisrun, you're allowed to give it. You're allowed to take peris shvi'ah and use it even to wash your clothing with. Because he doesn't make this drasha that you have to have the enjoyment and the burin and the destruction at the same time. You're allowed to have first the destruction and then the hanor. So according to Rabbi Yossi, wood would also have kedusha shvi'ah. Because you have enjoyment from wood. First you destroy it, you burn and make it into charcoals, and then you have enjoyment from it. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it would have kedusha shvi'ah, even wood. The Gemara says, my time of the Tanakama, what's the reason of the Tanakama? The Yom HaKruah, the Pasuk says like this. The Yom HaKruah li'ochlo v'loy le'mishro v'loy le'chvusa. Tanakama says you have to be able to eat it. In other words, you have to have enjoyment that b'shas the enjoyment you're destroying it. And not to soak it and not to clean your clothing with. Because you don't have the enjoyment b'shas you're destroying it. When you put the wine into the clothing, you're destroying the wine and you first have the enjoyment later on. That's the Tanakama. That's like we learned so far. So according to this, wood would not have kedusha shvi'ah. Because kedusha shvi'ah has to only be on something that you have the enjoyment and the destruction at the same time. Now, my time with Rabbi Yossi, what's the reason of Rabbi Yossi? On Makro, the Pasuk says, Lochem, Lochem, Lochol Tzorcheichem. It says, there's no, the parents have to be for you for any type of enjoyment you want to have. V'yafidu l'mishru l'chusa. Even if you want to use this wine now to clean your clothing or clean the flax, also it's mutter. Whereas you don't have to have hanor like eating, any type of enjoyment you can have from it. So therefore, any type of enjoyment you have from things that grow has kedusha shvi'ah also. So therefore, wood, since you have enjoyment from wood, wood would also have kedusha shvi'ah. For the Mar Kasha now, for Tanakama or Ksiv Lachem, what's kind of Tanakama? It's good, Rabbi Yossi. It says the word Lachem. Ha'u Lachem dumya d'liachila. True, you have to have your enjoyment, but enjoyment like eating. What does eating mean? Misha anosa b'yurashava. That the enjoyment and the destruction come together. Yotza mishra chvusa. Mashenke, when you're making a mishra, when you're taking the wine to clean your clothing, shahanosa acha b'yurin. You're first having the enjoyment, first after later, after you destroy the wine. So therefore, you can't do this to perishries. For Rabbi Yossi, for the Gemara, aksiv liyochlo. I, Rabbi Yossi, also the Pasuk says liyochlo. So true, it says lachem, but maybe like the Tanakama, enjoyment like achilo, that the destruction and the enjoyment comes together. And the Gemara know humi boiler liochlo v'lo lemlugla. Rabbi Yossi says the deek is you could use peris shvi'ah for eating purposes and not for medicine. You're not allowed to make medicine out of peris shvi'ah. Kedatanya liochlo, Torah says you have to eat it v'lo lemlugma. You can't make medicine out of it. So the Gemara atzuaima liochlo v'lo lemlugma. They're telling me now you have to eat it and you can't make medicine. Oyena, maybe not, elab loy lechvusa, maybe you're not allowed to wash your clothing with it. Like how does Rabbi Yossi know to say, you're not allowed to make medicine, but washing clothing, yes. Maybe washing clothing, no? In the Gemara, kishuwaim alachem, when it says lachem, hare lechvusam, enjoyment, so washing your clothing is also called enjoyment. Ho'amani mekayim liyochlo, I the apostle said liyochlo, that means liyochlo loy lemlugma, that means to eat it, and not to use it for medicine. For the Gemara, good, of Amar Rai, how do you know to say this?
L'rabbe says a kvusa. How does Rabbi Yossi know to say that from lochem you're allowed to have any type of an enjoyment, even to wash your clothing with it? The pasuk says liyochlo. That means not medicine. Like, why is medicine worse than clothing, washing your clothing? So he says like this, Rabbi Yossi.